In 2017, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the method Texas used to evaluate a potential death row inmate's mental and intellectual capabilities was outdated and flawed. State Representative Joe Moody, an El Paso Democrat, is the chair of the House Committee on Criminal Jurisprudence.
The responsibility to fix these things rests with the legislature. But we haven't done that in over a decade, especially when it comes to the issue related to intellectual developmental disability.
Elsa Alcala, a Republican judge on the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals, says there are currently no guidelines that create uniformity among district courts regarding the death penalty.
What's a death penalty case in San Antonio may not be a death penalty case in Harris County. It is the subjective decision of the elected DA of that particular county.
Kristen Houlet, the executive director for the Texas Coalition to Abolish the Death Penalty, says Texas executions have dropped almost 85% over the past 20 years, probably because opinion has shifted. Texas juries and DAs more often prefer life without parole rather than the death penalty as punishments.
Prosecutors simply are not seeking the death penalty as often as they used to.
There were 7 executions in 2017, which tied 2016 for the lowest number of executions in Texas history. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.